Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:46, 14 before 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by WWL TV Chief Meteorologist, your local weather expert, Chris Franklin. And Chris, I hope we're not engaging in the Streisand effect here, because I saw you talking about something that was on social media and it was wrong. And that's why I wanted to have you on now to talk about it for those that didn't see you. But yet I hope I'm not, in an attempt to fix it, I hope I'm not breaking it, if that makes sense.
No, I agree. There's always that, fear of, am I jinxing us, as if that, really is how these things work.
But, or passing along information, false information, in the attempt to stop from passing it along, where people hear half of it and don't get the whole thing.
Exactly right. Now, I think that was one problem that began late last week on social media, and someone even mentioned, well, now you're talking about it. And I said, well, back in the day, before social media and before the public had access to these computer models, had we seen kind of an outlier late model run of some crazy weather event, such as a hurricane blowing up off the coast of Louisiana, but this hurricane that was forecasted 16 days out, the meteorologist, we would have just ignored it. And there's no reason to bring up something that is that far out in the forecast models, because it's not really based in reality. The problem now is the public has access to these. They can see it. And then some of these quote-unquote weather posts or weather websites or weather, fan pages on Facebook will then share it. And for some reason, these sites get hundreds of thousands of followers, and so these posts get shared thousands of times. They make their way around, and then we now, as meteorologists, have to address it, when before we could just ignore it, and rightfully so. But yeah, the post from last week was at the 16-day mark in the GFS model, which is the farthest extreme of the forecast run of the GFS. The model had a hurricane in the Gulf off the coast of Louisiana. So that would have been for May 28th. And the post simply had that one image with the headline, Hurricane in Gulf in May. No explanation, no any other analysis, no forecast, nothing. That was the post. That was it. And it just went crazy. And so we then had to, kind of rein it in a little bit and say, look, this is irresponsible. No degreed meteorologist would have shared this image without any kind of explanation. So I then shared an image from the model run of the next day where there was no hurricane off the Gulf, off the coast of Louisiana at that same time frame, because the model had changed. And then it changed again every model run through the weekend, and even this morning I was looking at it, and the GFS, now the GFS is the only one that is trying to develop anything, and it now has something barely moving into the Gulf, making it into South Florida, and then recurving off the Atlantic coast into North Carolina. So the GFS has no idea. It's very aggressive in trying to develop something, but it doesn't have any clue as to where that something would then go. Just to maybe put people's mind at ease, the Euro, which is our other big model that we use in tropical season, has nothing developing. So one model does, but it has it going in various locations depending on which run you look at. and the euro has absolutely nothing. Again, with any real accuracy with these models, a week, 3 to 5 days really is the best we can do. Anything beyond a week to 2 weeks is laughable, and anyone sharing a graphic that is 14 plus days out doesn't know what they're doing.
Is it accurate to say, Mike, that when it comes to that kind of thing, more information is not necessarily, or it could be misinformation, lead to more misinformation just because it's there, it's not actionable?
Yeah, and you know what somebody said, well, you're taking this from the website Tropical Tidbits, who's run by a meteorology PhD, and I said, are you calling him wrong? And I said, that's you're missing the post. I'm not saying that the person that is supplying the graphics and the data is wrong. It's just that these models that far out are kind of misrepresenting the atmosphere. They really don't know what the atmosphere is going to do. And the GFS, for some reason, has a bias during the tropical season of spinning up these tropical storms and hurricanes in kind of the far range model run. So the GFS, it's kind of a joke in the meteorology community that we're surprised if the GFS doesn't try and spin up a hurricane somewhere 2 weeks out. It's just, it happens all the time. And so, you know, somebody is going to point out to the one time that the GFS does get it, and it's that you will see it was forecasting it 2 weeks out. And I said, well, yeah, but it's always forecasting something 2 weeks out. Eventually, it will be right. The problem, though, is that it was probably totally incorrect as to where that storm would go. And, you know, I'm kind of battling back and forth on social media of people that are kind of in agreement that this is irresponsible. It's misinformation that can lead to further confusion. And then others are saying, well, what's wrong with it? If it's at least giving us a heads up of something might happen, what's the problem? And I said, well, you know, if you cry wolf one too many times, eventually people by July, August are not going to pay attention to us anymore, because they'll just say, well, you guys have been saying something 2 weeks out since May, so why am I supposed to believe this one this time? So it really is a disservice when those kind of graphics are shared and then go viral. So it's not that it's necessarily wrong information. It's that the model just doesn't have an idea of what's going to happen, certainly 2 weeks out, let alone even just a week out. And so to share those without any other explanation is doing more of a disservice than any kind of help to the public.
And real quick, Chris, somebody texted in, why do they have so many models? It's confusing. But the models are not meant for general public consumption, are they?
They're not. They really were never designed. And in fact, I listened to a talk a few weeks ago at a conference from the director of the National Hurricane Center. And he was saying about 25 years ago, most of these models, especially some of the other kind of more obscure that may only do tropical weather, they're not really used for our day-to-day forecasting. He said those were all accessed on government computers via passwords. So he said even within the government, these were you know, kind of kept within certain eyes only, not that they were top secret, but that because they can be so misinterpreted, and unless you have the education, you are going to misinterpret what they're saying. So, you know, up till very, very recently, the public had zero access to these, and it was only meteorologists that paid for the services could access this, or government employees. A lot of the models that we use now were strictly for the National Hurricane Center and for the U.S. Navy and U.S. Air Force, for the ships and the various squadrons. That was
Chris,
it.
Thank
the
you.
Public was not given that.
Thank you for your time, but I'll tell you, this is not a comment on you. It's a comment on social media. The fact that it was password protected and for government only, you have just launched a conspiracy theory inadvertently.
That's what I'm here to do. That's what I'm here for.
Have a good day. I'll see you on TV.
Thank you,
sir. Hi, 9:54, back in a flash. We'll find out what Newell Norman's got planned for you on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.